You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, darlings, and welcome to Probably Birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and we are starting. I cannot be the only person who heard that, right? Okay. Well, it sounded like there was some sort of emergency sound. If you guys listening at home, assuming there are any of you, and I assume there's like a handful, if you heard that, if you could tell me that I'm not crazy, that would be wonderful. If I am crazy, I guess don't tell me I'm not crazy, because evidently I've got some stuff to figure out. But we're going to proceed as if there's no emergency. And, like, everything is just fine here at WMFO, the station. Okay, so we're starting off the new semester, the new season of Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I think I said it, but I'm your host, DJ Pending, and I'm going to be with you for the next hour. The way this show works is I prepare 30 minutes worth of music for a hour-long show, and the other 30 minutes I just have to kind of fill airtime. I don't prepare anything, and oftentimes it's a train wreck. Previously, this show was scheduled between 3 and 4 a.m. on a Friday morning, and that's kind of the time period in which it's more acceptable to have a show that doesn't really have any direction. Now, they've bumped me up to, I guess you could call it a better slot, from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Monday nights / Tuesday mornings. And it seems better, but then you look at the rest of the show schedule and you realize that, in fact, you are still the last show of the night. You are still closing out the station, and it is, in some ways, you consider it the worst slot they could have given me without making it blatantly obvious that they don't want to give me a very bad slot. But that's okay, because I much prefer it this way. I feel like the pressure's off, and I'm... Hear that clap? I know you hear it, because I can see it on my little audio thing. We're ready to rumble, baby. Okay, so, what has happened over the past... What's new in my life? Let's start there. What's new in my life, actually, is I have to complete a pre-show form, and I can't do that while talking, so I'm just going to fill air time. Maybe you can hear the blah 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 blah. I can't have dead air, so I'm really sorry, but now we're good. Okay, the form is sent and I can focus all of my attention on to you nerds. Okay, it's been a time. We ended off last semester on a bang. I was exhausted, sleep deprived. I had a flight to catch the next morning, the very next morning, my show. So I went to bed at like 4 a.m. and woke up and got on a plane. That was pretty harrowing, but I made it. I made it home in D.C. I'm from D.C. I spent a lot of time at home. The summer, I could tell you a lot of stories from the summer, and perhaps I should, because I do have a lot of time to kill here. I did all sorts of things. I kept going to Virginia, and which is fine. I live close to Virginia. It's not like an abnormal thing for someone who lives in D.C. to find themselves every once in a while in the Virginia realm. But there was a particular place in Virginia that I kept winding up called Front Royal. It's probably pronounced Front Royal, but the first time I saw it, I said Front Royal. And despite people telling me Jonah, or DJ Pending, that's my radio name, it's probably pronounced royal. This is America, and this is Virginia. I am resistant to change. So, the first time I entered Front Royale, I said, no, no, no. This is not, I don't like this place. I'm going to stay out of this place. You know, this is like, for no reason, I don't care. It's, I'm sure that it's a lovely place with fine, you know, average people. And I like people, so good people. But I'm in Front Royale, and I just think, this is not the place for me. I need to get out, leave, and never come back. And so, you know, we kind of drove through it. We may have stopped to get gas or something. And that was it. I thought, good, we're done. I never have to return. Over the course of the summer, I somehow, through no planning of my own, mostly planning of my brother, so maybe it's his fault, wound up in Front Royale like 3 more times. And every time I'm like, we better not be going through Front Royale on this weird trip to the mountains or the river or the cabin or the ice cream place or... Anyways, every single gosh darn time, I can't swear. That's something I have to be mindful of. In fact, if I swear, keep me accountable. Tweet hashtag probablybirds. And with any luck, someone I know who has a Twitter will see the tweet, connect the dots that I have a show called Probably Birds, and they'll tell me. So that's your primary method of communicating with me while I'm on air. Please do not try any other methods. Anyways, I ended up in Front Royale too many times. I did get ice cream there, I think I mentioned. It was actually very good ice cream. So that I kind of have trouble complaining about. I'm a big fan. And honestly, the more I went there, the more it kind of grew on me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'd say don't judge a book by its cover, except that I didn't even judge Front Royale on its cover. I judged it on nothing. I just thought, I need a place on this planet that I am opposed to. And Front Royale was right there in my headlights, which weren't on because I was driving during the day. But were they on, Front Royale would have been there in them. So, you know, as I got to know Front Royale, know its people, know its ice cream, I went to a diner there too, know its diners, I realized that it was really just a place like any other. And I think this is all kind of like a big metaphor for your experience with this show, you know? You, at first glance or first listen, you know, as you're giving it a piece of your ear, you might think, I don't like what I'm hearing. And if that's the case, I can try to shift into my more professional radio voice. And maybe you'll prefer that sound better. I'm not sure. Once again, feel free to tweet hashtag probablybirds and along the grapevine, I assume it'll get to me. I do have to tell you, actually, the music that I played, let's see, we've played, started off the night with Untitled by Neutral Milk Hotel. I thought it was nice because we ended my last semester show with, what is it even? Look it up. Anyways, and then we played the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and niece. Thank you to them for that. I don't think they listened to the show. I don't think they know I use the song that they made. I haven't told them I use it, but I appreciate having it, and I feel like it really captures the heart of what I'm trying to get at. And with that ramble, we're going to continue playing some music, and I'm going to give you a break from my voice. So I hope you enjoy, you beautiful people. I have to remember what all these buttons do because it's been a while. One sec. Just take it easy on me, okay?
Put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket, in my bag, bag.
Hello, everybody. I have returned. Let's see. We just heard, if I look, it was Back Pocket by Wolfpack, followed by A Sentence of Sorts in Kong... Wait, let me see if I can pronounce this. It's A Sentence of Sorts in Kongsvinger by Of Montreal. I hope you enjoyed those songs, and let's just talk real, all right? Let's have some real talk. I'm new to this. Well, I'm not new to this. It's been a while since I've been in the station. I'm a bit rusty, and right now we're encountering a situation in which I don't really know what I'm doing anymore, and the show was never, like, all that phenomenal to begin with. And so we are in this weird impasse where I'm just kind of like... Impasse is not the right word, but we're in this situation where I've got all these buttons to press, and I've got all these things to think and talk about, and it's very hard to do at the same time. But anyways, I do remember one thing, and that's that I am contractually obligated, there we go, I got the word out, to read a public service announcement during my radio show. And I'm going to read one of the usual ones I read. And sometimes I read these in a fun voice to as like my small act of rebellion. Like, if you're going to make me read it, I'm going to read it how I want to read it. Today you ate great... No, I did that voice already. It's fine. I'll just read it. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. Classic. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. There you go. That's my real radio voice. Speaking of devastating earthquakes, apparently I'm not the only one to have heard the kind of emergency alert system sounds at the beginning of this show. Now, what's really kind of, I don't know, what makes me freak out, I'm not freaking out, but what I find interesting is that usually when you hear the, you know, the brr, brr, like that, it's accompanied by, this is a test of the emergency alert, you know, and they do the whole, like, thing, like, don't freak out, it's okay, you know, we're just joshing you, just making sure all the buttons still work. But this time, that didn't happen. This time, it was just the... you know, alert system sounds, followed by nothing. Well, followed by my confusion and thinking I might be crazy. So, I guess if there's a real emergency, feel free to tweet, #probablybirds. I'm really pushing the Twitter handle. Is that what it's called? No, Twitter handle is what you're called, like your username on Twitter, I think. Feel free to tweet and tell me. But I'm really pushing the whole Twitter aspect of the show today. I don't know why. It's because it's something to talk about, I guess. What else is new in my life? I went to Front Royale too many times, and in the end, I felt like, you know, Front Royale really, it doesn't matter. Front Royale happened. I'm back at Tufts now, obviously. I'm here. And I'm living off campus, which has come with its own little adventures. I suppose. Somehow I am in charge of paying rent, Wi-Fi, and utilities for the household. And as it is getting to be the end of the month, that means it is time for me to collect my rent from the various tenants living with me. Well, it's not really hard to contact them because we sleep in the same general area. Not that I collect money from them when they sleep. I'm not some sort of tooth fairy and or burglar. Maybe, yeah. But I don't know. It, you know, school's happening. It's hard to focus on getting money, but at the same time, I don't want to get evicted. I don't want our power to be turned off. I like Wi-Fi, so that's something for me to remember to do. And I've got a whole spreadsheet, but I don't think anyone really cares about that. And I'm getting pretty bored talking about it. So we're going to move on to bigger and brighter pastures. I'm cooking now. Oh my God, I hate this. I hate what I'm doing here. I don't like... Okay, guys, buckle up, baby, because we're in for a bumpy ride here. All right, I'm making food. I made risotto tonight. It was delicious. Well, okay, it wasn't that good. It was, like, acceptable risotto. It's not the best I've done, but I've made way too much of it. Like, I have this giant Tupperware bowl and it's full of risotto now. And I'm worried that not only will risotto be the only thing I'm going to be eating for, you know, the foreseeable month, but also all the other food I've bought will rot because I'll be so focused on actually finishing this risotto that I'll forget to eat these other things I have, and in the end, just lots of food will be wasted. You may ask, DJ Pending, why don't you just freeze the risotto like a sensible person might? And I'll tell you why not, because I am already occupying too much space in my freezer with a bowl of frozen ganache, which I have because it satisfies a certain chocolate craving that I experience deep within myself, and I experience it often. And it's kind of like a mix of a craving for chocolate and a craving for ice cream. And so ice cream doesn't quite satisfy it, and chocolate doesn't quite, you know, scratch that itch, as the people say. And so what I did, I just, you know, I bought a bag of chocolate chips. I bought a small carton of cream. I mixed them together and I stuck that in the freezer. And now every now and then, and often at night, it'll be like, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I'll kind of creep out of my room into the kitchen and I'll open the freezer and I'll grab this bowl and I'll take a fork or a spoon and I'll kind of stab into it and I'll carve out a piece of this like kind of weird ganache block and I'll just eat it one kind of chunk at a time slowly. And my housemates, I don't think, see me do this. So I think to them, there must be like a ghost who made the ganache and is now eating it. I don't think they've discussed amongst themselves. Maybe they're going to start ghost hunting. You know, one night I'm going to be like exiting my room and all of a sudden I'll be like, I don't know, there's going to be like a net around me. Not that I think a net would be also useful in catching a ghost. That's the thing with ghosts. They're net proof. That's like the one distinct advantage ghosts have against, like, over butterflies is what I found. And that is why when I die and get reincarnated, I want to be reincarnated not into a butterfly, but into a ghost. So if you're going to take away any lesson, oh, and you know, I might as well say, because the show is probably birds, I'll mention a bird thing. Birds are also susceptible to nets. If you've got a net and you need to catch a bird or a butterfly, you're cooking with gas. You're shooting at the right hole. That's not a phrase. You're on the right track. But if you have a net and a ghost you're trying to catch, well, you better start looking elsewhere, bucko, because that ghost is ghosting. Okay, I'm going to play some more music, because I think that's probably what is best for all of us at this point. Thank you. I love you. And I'll be back.
Seen the light. let me go out there on my own. Why won't you tell me something, something I don't know? You really got me thinking, spending all this time trying to find some meaning and say what's on my mind. Why won't you let me go out there on my own? Why won't you tell me something, something I don't know? Really got me thinking, spending all this time trying to find some meaning to say what's on my mind.
Hey, shouts out, you know my shouts out.
Fucking with you, if you ain't fucking with me, I try to reason with you, but we can never agree. So I ain't fucking with you, if you ain't fucking with me, I try to reason with you.
And that's my cue to start talking again and start talking fast. All right, let's see. We just heard UGMFU by Djembe Jones, followed by Jealous Man by Dr. Dog. Djembe Jones, fun fact about me, I actually know the percussionist for that group. Not like very well, but like, you know, I went to high school with him. And I saw them perform live in my hometown of D.C., and they were very good, and I would highly recommend you check them out. So that's what I have to say about that. Let's see, what have I been up to? Here's some news. Oh my god. Sorry, okay. I've got terrible news, which is that someone is trying to call the station, and I have very little idea how to answer the phone. But I'm going to try. Whoever's calling, I'm really sorry about how bad I am at this. Let's try this. Hello? 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 Can you not hear me? Hello? 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 I have no idea if this is working and if this is just dead air. Okay, try talking.
Hello?
Okay, try talking one more time.
Yeah.
Okay, hello? Thank God. Okay, I think I did it. You're on air.
Amazing. I can't believe that worked.
You have no idea how much... to everyone listening right now, it takes like... you have to press like 90 buttons at once in order to answer a phone call on the station. So I had like all fingers occupied, if you know what I mean. I have my toes in all the right places. My elbows are doing what my elbows do best. And by some miracle, it all came together in this, I guess you could call it a socio-technical system of use.
Oh, my God.
Which I used to answer the phone in this station. So we are talking to, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm David.
Okay, yeah. And what brings you to my ear holes, David?
I just wanted to see if you'd hang up on me for old time's sake.
Yeah, well, to...
I'm trying to answer the phone.
Longtime fans of the show will know that the first time David tried to call in, I accidentally hung up on him, which I'm pretty sure is illegal, or at least I'm not supposed to do that. So, welcome to the show, David. I'm glad that I didn't screw it up this time.
Yep. Honestly, I didn't think I'd get this far. I don't really know what to say.
That's all right. You want to talk about, like, Spider-Man or something? That's your usual go-to.
Spider-Man 3 got added to Netflix recently.
There you go.
And it was exactly as I remember it.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen the movie?
A handful.
Yeah, like more than the average bear, would you say?
More than the average bear, yes, I would say that.
Okay, that makes sense. That's, I guess, comforting.
That's kind of like saying you have above average number of arms.
Yeah.
Like not super surprising.
You know, I find in my day-to-day life, I find that I am indeed smarter than the average bear. However, I am not, I find, smarter than Yogi Bear. I kind of hover in that middle range, you know?
Is Yogi Bear known for being smart?
Yeah, well, Yogi Bear is known for being smarter than the average bear, as I am as well at this point. I've broadcast that information. However, Yogi Bear, you know, when push comes to shove, I'm the one getting pushed and he's doing the shoving, if you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you mean, but okay.
In this, like, intellectual battle I have with Yogi Bear, he's the intellectual and I'm the battle.
That's still not helping.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm like, maybe in the hierarchy it goes Yogi, me, and then you. I should insult
wait
the people
minute,
call
wait,
in.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Why am I at the bottom? Why am I below?
Well, it's because you
there?
Don't really. It's because you're not grasping my straws. I don't know if that's the right expression. it's
sure.
It gets to be this point of this time of day, and everything kind of muddles together into a kind of thick word soup, much as like my risotto that I was talking about earlier. Have you been listening the whole time, David?
No, I just found out you were broadcasting 2 minutes ago.
Ah, well, I made risotto. That's a story that was featured today. You missed out.
Oh well.
Yeah. Any fun things happen that you want to share with the audience? Any cool anecdotes of the day? Any quips?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about invention versus innovation?
Not really. Oh my God, actually, I haven't done that reading. Okay. Well,
you should probably do that.
It's too late. I guess to the class. Okay. There you go. Listeners, there's the breaking news of the day, other than the fact that there's an emergency somewhere. I have forgotten to do my homework for my show at 1:30 tomorrow, so I guess I've got time to wake up and do it. Is it long reading?
It's 7 pages of reading.
Okay, so I can knock that out.
Yeah, it'll only take like an hour and a half.
Okay, cool. On that bombshell. Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I'm not smarter than Yogi Bear. Although, you know, me versus an average bear, I'm the one doing the shoving, I think is what we were saying.
Okay.
And on that bombshell, I think I'm going to transition. I'm going to try to hang up on you, I think. Transition to the last two songs of the night and then return to bid my listeners good night and maybe a happy morning.
Okay.
All right. It's been a wild ride, David.
I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Yep, me too. Okay, I'm going to see if I can... I think I hung up on you. Well, you're not talking, so you're either doing a very good job being silent, and I thank you for that, or I have successfully hung up on you. Once again, lots of buttons, and I only have so many limbs, but we're going to keep... we're going to play the last two songs of the night, so I hope you all enjoy... And I'll be back, as I said. For a second there, it looked like I was getting another call, and that was terrifying. Please don't call me. I mean, you can, and I have to answer, and I'm sure we'll have a sparkling conversation like I just did with David. But also, the prospect of it terrifies me. But if you want to communicate, tweet, #ProbablyBirds. Okay, we're going to go back to music. Yeah, okay, cool.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with you. We found your little nose. Should've had a talk with you. 'Cause you've been on my mind. I know I was out of line telling Dad I'm giving up on you. On the phone, but I can't get through to you. I bought a ticket home. Now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it suits your mood.
'cause you've been on my mind.
Tell
right, everybody, that was our last song of the night. We just heard Baby I Don't Know, Oh Oh, featuring Charles Jones. That is again by Wolfpack. And to finish off the night, we heard Daydreaming by Daisy. That is off of their most recent EP entitled Have a Snack. And that is the most professional this radio show will ever sound. All right, closing out the night. It's been a wild ride. Let's just have a recap, and then we're going to look forward to the future. How about that? It's been a wild ride, guys. I walked into this station, and I had no idea what to do. I didn't remember how anything worked. I didn't remember who I was or why I was here. The name of the show evaded me. The purpose of the show, which might be about birds, had flown away. But working from intuition alone, I pressed some buttons until something worked. Took a bit of time, but I did it. I logged into all the right accounts. I used my computer in the way that I was intending to use my computer. The stars aligned, let's say it, and we had a radio show. It's been a weird one. The music has been weird. I compiled this whole playlist like a couple hours ago. Usually I compile it slowly over the week to ensure some sense of cohesion and quality. And usually I fail. But this time at least I have an excuse for failing. I've rambled. I've talked about Front Royale. I feel like over the course of the radio station, especially, not the station, over the course of the radio show, especially when I started talking about birds and butterflies and ghosts, I really kind of got back into the groove of what it means to be not mild-mannered, normal dude Jonah, but, you know, secret, crazy, you know, me, DJ Pending. The host of Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds, and he talks like this, and that sounds much better over the radio from 1 to 2 a.m. on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. So now that I've gotten back into the groove, I would like to say I could promise you a more cohesive and enjoyable show in the future. I don't know if you enjoyed this show tonight. Feel free to tweet. But I probably won't check it. I might. I actually checked the Twitter just now because a friend tweeted about the emergency alert sounds to kind of help me feel a little bit less crazy. Anyways, I'd promise you a better show next week, but I think as we all kind of can glean, that is a promise I may be unable to keep. So the best advice I can give you is... In fact, how many people are listening? I think we have an incredible... 11 people, which ties our all-time high. And I think over the course of the semester, we're going to just keep climbing that ladder. And eventually, we're going to go from 11 to, I'll say it, 11 million. We're going to go viral, baby. And I'll remember you 11 people here who were with me on this momentous day when we decided that this is what we're going to do. So to all of you here, thank you. And to everyone who will... remain with me in the future, thank you especially. That's right, that's some incentive to stick with it. You get a special thanks. Alright, I've got like 2.5 minutes left, which is a deceptively long amount of time when you just have nothing to talk about. So it's just going to kind of end on some positive notes. It's 2 a.m., more or less. I guess more or less than more, given that it's 1:57, soon to be 1:58 a.m., if you're up, good for you, but remember to take care of yourself. We try to end on some kind of self-care notes, I like to do. Go to sleep if you want to go to sleep. In fact, a friend of mine was supposed to come on the show with me tonight, and that was supposed to kind of, you know, provide some sort of content buffer, maybe we could call it some content enhancer. Like, I'm the content... And Jen, who is going to show up, is like the spice. You don't want the content without the spice, as we've all learned. But Jen's feeling sick, okay? In fact, let's all hope that Jen feels better. And I told Jen, I said, Jen, take care of yourself first. You know, leave me to fend for myself. That's fine. I'm going to be all right. And we saw how that turned out, and I'll let you judge for yourself how it went. Feel free to tweet. Rate me on your own scale. I don't care. I'm not going to check it. But be like Jen, you know? Take care of yourself. If that means staying up until like 4 a.m., you do that. If that means you should really go to bed, do that. If that means you've forgotten to do your homework and you should go figure that out, That's the boat I'm in. And remember that you are very loved and that you are very beautiful. And by virtue of listening to me ramble on about whatever for however much time you've been listening, I appreciate it. And I'm sure that people who are actually in your life appreciate you much more than a stranger talking to you over, I don't know, your car radio, the internet. Maybe you're just like listening outside the building and you have a very good ear. So have a wonderful night, guys. I wish you good luck in the morning. And above all, take care. And that's where I'm going to say we're going to end the show. Now, the rest of this is going to be me trying to figure out how to turn on the automation. So buckle up.